Early on, Duke and his band discovered a dichotomy between sit-down concerts and club or dance dates. They found that when performing in theaters and stage shows, they had lost some of the drive and swing they had when playing for dancers. Written in 1932, Duke's It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing was the remedy, becoming one of his best-loved tunes and heralding the dawning age of swing. Listen for outstanding contributions by Ray Nance, vocal and violin, Tricky Sam Nanton on trombone, and an unbelievable set of final choruses by Al Sears on tenor sax. Then Air Conditioned Jungle, featuring and co-written with clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, which had premiered only a month earlier at Duke's third Carnegie Hall concert. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, live in Los Angeles, January 1945.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing, all you gotta do is swing.
Makes no difference if sweet or hot. Boy, give that rhythm every little thing you've got.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Thank you.
downstairs.
Joseph Nanton. Ray Nance and Tab Jordan.
Our next is another, or rather a new thing, that was written to feature clarinetist Jimmy Hamilton, The Air-Conditioned Jungle.
Ellington and his band, live at Los Angeles Philharmonic Auditorium in early 1945. Air-Conditioned Jungle and It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, which featured Ray Nance vocal and Al Sears playing some amazing tenor saxophone.